Manitoba Agriculture reports planting across the province stood at approximately 97% complete by last week's Manitoba Agricultural Services Corporation's crop insurance deadline. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the provincial crop report, says it's been an interesting year and will continue to be that.
Variable amounts of precipitation occurred across the last 7 days with isolated showers sweeping through the southwest and central regions with accumulations from 0 to 34 millimeters. Areas in the Inner Lake received less than 5 millimeters of rain, and already flooded areas around the Swan River and Swan Valley areas received 22 millimeters of rain. Somerset's down in the south here received the highest accumulation of precipitation this last week is 34 millimeters of rain. You know, those big rains that we had the previous week, definitely something that is still sticking around here yet. Water's taking a long time to go down in those heavy areas. Growers are still assessing the damage from those rains as of today. So with that being said, you know, seeding progress right now, we're sitting at about 97% complete. The Manitoba Agricultural Services Corporation seeding deadlines is June 20th. So based on that, that's where we're going to be at for seeding for this year. The biggest area, I guess, that we saw fewer acres go in would be in the northwest, in particular in the canola region, in that canola area there. They were about 85% complete as of the seeding deadline. So, again, just not as many. You know, they were wetter early on with the big rains, and just not everything was able to get in before the deadline. But, that's how our start of the season is going to go.
Lang says, in terms of disease and insect challenges, the only thing that we're starting to see is a bit of root rot showing up in some different regions, and farmers are looking at different fungicide options for controlling microsporella blight in field peas and monitoring its progress. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.